Here's the distinction you need to keep in mind. Marketing is a field devoted to influencing people to like things and ultimately to buy things, including things they may not need. Marketers are aware that people have brains. Marketing, therefore, is now and always has been devoted to influencing brains. Neuromarketing is a new way to measure whether and how marketing is working. Neuromarketers believe it's a better way to measure marketing because it's based on a more realistic understanding of how consumers' brains operate. Taking this broad view of neuromarketing, there are three major ways that it can help us better understand marketing and consumer behavior. It can tell us what's going on in people's brains while they're experiencing a marketing stimulus. Any marketing material presented in a controlled research test. It can tell us how brains react to marketing stimuli presented in different situational contexts, for example, alone or next to competing products at different retail points, online versus a store, and so on. Brains' interpretations and translation of those reactions directly to consumer behaviors as well as decisions, for example, whether to switch their loyalty to other options available or to continue with the same brand. Introduction. Neuromarketing is a distinctive approach to market research because it's based on new knowledge and findings from the brain sciences. This rich and rapidly growing body of knowledge provides many new perspectives on understanding consumer behavior. We call this new view of the consumer the intuitive consumer model, as opposed to the rational consumer model that underlies most traditional market research. In this section, we offer an overview of some of the key findings that underlie the intuitive consumer model and neuromarketing. Brain science tells us that the typical consumer is not a slow and careful deliberation when it comes to buying preferences and decisions, but instead is a cognitive miser equipped with a brain that is adapted by evolution to conserve energy and produce fast and efficient consumer decisions and actions, not deep and logical representation of opportunities arising in the department of purchases and messages born out of marketing strategies. Our consumer brains are attracted to both the new and the familiar, and they prefer the simple to the complex. These propensities are built into the circuitry of the brain, and they most often impact us below the level of conscious awareness. This new picture of the human brain changes our understanding of how people see and interpret the world around them. This understanding has many implications for market research, which we introduce in Chapter 2 and cover in detail in Chapter 5. The most important of these implications is that human beings actually have very little awareness of why they do the things they do. This means that when people are asked by researchers about what they like or what they'll buy in the future, their answers are often guesses about what they think and what they may do. These guesses have been shown to be no more reliable and accurate than the guesses people make every day about what other people are thinking or going to do. People aren't lying or trying to deceive researchers when they make these guesses. They are literally unaware of the real causes and reasons for their actions. This finding sets the fundamental challenge for market research. It's also the reason that neuromarketing has emerged in market research, because neuromarketing techniques hold the promise of measuring consumer responses that occur below the level of conscious awareness. Many additional insights flow from this new science-based picture of the intuitive consumer. We focus on three more aspects of this picture in this present script. How emotions impact consumer decisions and behavior, how non-conscious goals drive decisions and actions. Emotions operate at both conscious and non-conscious levels. They deeply impact our perceptions, beliefs, and attitudes, even when we aren't aware of them. They heavily influence what we notice by directing attention, as well as what we remember by triggering memory. We cover this topic thoroughly. The way in which our brains direct us toward any kind of decision and action, including consumer decisions and actions, is through the activation, pursuit, and attainment of goals. This is the basis of the motivational system that drives us, a system that has evolved over millions of years. What we've learned